I'm Les LaFever. I live at 6101 Folcher Lane. Folcher Lane is named after the original owner and builder of my home. It actually, Folcher Lane extended all the way to Kenwood Road. It now just extends between Johnson and Arnett. My home was built in 1932, approximately, shortly after Kenwood Country Club was placed. It was a English Tudor. It's been modified a little bit. Now has shutters and painted white. It has a lot of stonework. Probably one of the most unique things about the home is all the stone walks and stone walls. They were placed by Carl Mattis Sr., now deceased. He was kept busy during the 30s doing all the stonework on this house. He did stone fireplaces inside, which one remains down on the lower level. He did stonework on a greenhouse, which is no longer there. Did all the stone walks and stone walls, as I've said. The house was occupied by Folchers until about 1953, when Mr. Folcher passed away. Then it was occupied by the Tepe family, Robert and Bertha Tepe, and raised four children here. Folchers had one daughter, Nanya, and the Tepes had four children, two boys, two girls. They lived here until about the mid-80s, 1983, 84, when Mr. Tepe passed away. And the house became vacant. A developer had an option on it, was planning to tear it down and put a development on this property. This is actually, house sits on 5 acres presently. He didn't have quite enough width of land to do a street and houses, so the house just sat here and he couldn't obtain property from Kenwood Country Club. So when my wife, Kathy, and I found this house, it had been vacant in quite a bit of disrepair. We thought we might fix it up, the first floor, well enough to live on, and maybe build another house on the property. Took months of working on it. As we start working on it, we realized that we could probably fix the whole house up and not build another house. So that's what we did. There's a sign out in front as you enter the property now. It says Jumet Farm. Jumet is a little town in Belgium where my grandfather came from. He was a bird fancier. He raised passenger or carrier pigeons, homing pigeons. I raised birds on this property for 20 years, peacocks, pheasants, chickens. And so I thought that was an appropriate name to honor him and kind of keep the tradition going since we both were bird fanciers. And my garage, which sits only about 50 feet from the home now, originally was a goat house. It sat further down near where the old greenhouse was. That's how they maintained the property. They had goats that they would stake out on leashes, and each goat would take care of their part of the property and keep the grass cut. There actually was a pond on this property and a dam at one time, back by the old greenhouse, and that's pond is gone, and the dam has been opened up so that the creek continues to flow down to Stewart Road. In the greenhouse, Mr. Folcher raised orchids on the upper level, and the lower level of the greenhouse, he raised mushrooms, and he would take the orchids to church every Sunday and give them to the ladies. Mr. Folcher, during the 30s, during the Depression, when he was building this place, and he was giving a lot of work to Carl Mattis and his crew, he evidently was a chemist, and my understanding is that he had a patent on a driveway sealer, amongst other things probably, and that's what enabled him to build this nice place back here with all the privacy.